Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Tiffany George. Hello, Tiffany.
Hi.
Tiffany is a licensed professional counselor with SSM Health Medical Group. So thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here.
So Tiffany, we're in the throes of the season where we celebrate Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, but this time of year isn't always that happy for some folks, right?
It definitely can be stressful.
Yeah. I guess this is my personal confession. This time of year, there are moments where I swing from anxious moments, I got stuff to do, to sheer joy at the season, things that you're encountering, to just being overwhelmed. So what are some strategies that we can take to approach the holidays, maybe even life after the holidays, to create a more realistic, healthy way of living?
Absolutely. I think that's a great goal that you're asking those questions, even like, how can I find balance? How can I ride these waves of joy and overwhelming so many ties for and pulls for our attention and for our time, our energy, so many good things, and maybe just so many things.
Yeah.
The sheer number of activities and opportunities right now, really from November to December, can be really overwhelming. So I guess I would encourage you to find what matters to you. If it truly is just to enjoy the moment, how to be more present in that moment. If it's to spend time with your family, how can that be a peaceful thing?
Mm-hmm.
What ways can you maybe be more simple, more intentional with your time, with the people around you? How can you manage the stressors that are present, whether that's activities or gifts or finances, or it's all tied together, isn't it? Over the holidays, kind of figuring out in advance what you want to do with that and kind of setting your intention and your purpose.
Yeah.
Those all sound so very like simple and kind of like common sense, but I think we forget.
Yeah.
And sometimes we need to be reminded of that and allowing that moment of rest.
Sure. Well, let's talk about some of those stressors. Let's start with family. Obviously, the holidays are a time when the family comes together.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a joyous occasion. It can be a contentious occasion.
For sure.
So what's a good way to manage your expectations when family's coming and how to handle that pesky aunt or uncle that shows up that causes you some stress?
Right. And conversations or comments or statements that might be made that might be hurtful or challenging. I think we all have that person in our family that is a little bit more challenging to deal with. And the opportunity to get together during this time of the year just sort of amplifies that.
Mm-hmm.
Being prepared for them, knowing that they're going to come, is one way to sort of head it off. You know, I know she's going to ask me about this, or I know they're going to make a comment about that, and truly like letting it go. Easier said than done, of course. When we deal with difficult people, I would extend maybe a loving kindness meditation when we don't necessarily feel that flowing from us, wishing that person peace and health and safety and love so that we can recognize their humanity. You know, they're a person, they have worth and value too.
Mm-hmm.
And yet maybe I can also protect myself from those fiery arrows that are coming or might come. So wishing them well, and then also protecting ourselves from those things that happen. Yeah, it's hard. It is hard.
It is. It is. I've often found it's best just to leave the room for a couple of minutes.
Okay, that's a great strategy too. Yeah, I'm just going to need to tap out for a minute and head and refresh my glass of water.
Exactly.
I'll catch you all after this conversation.
Yeah.
It's a good strategy.
I know another concern often is finances, right?
Yes.
That the generosity we have sometimes exceeds our abilities. So what are some suggestions of how to manage what your expectations are, as well as how you handle your obligations, if you will?
There are so many wonderful causes right now to give towards year-end gifts for very worthy organizations that are doing great work. And yet we can't give to everything. We can't possibly overextend ourselves in every way.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like to think about not only monetary gifts, but possibly service or even just support, whether that's a digital presence on something or ways you can give a little bit of time if you can't give money. Mm-hmm. I definitely think having a budget helps with that. Yeah. Just like budgeting your energy. You only have so much time in the day. What are you going to give your time to well with your money? I think it's hard to say no, but when we do say no, we're saying yes to other things. So we don't have to feel guilty about that.
Right. Right.
And I think, you know, from the bell ringers to year-end gifts, they're all great opportunities. I personally like to choose the one thing I'm going to give to. And then I decide like, okay, those things are awesome and they're great and I wish them well, but I can't give to that this year.
Yeah.
I make a choice and that helps me feel like I'm free then to say no because I'm giving in some other area.
Sure.
That's kind of how I balance it. But
Okay. Keeping
to a budget with gifts, man, that's tough too.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I am constantly like, oh, I bet my kids need that, you know? And of course, they probably don't. But the joy of giving is so fun too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have to rein it in though.
Well, another stressor obviously too is just feeling overwhelmed. So many things to do. So many places to be. How does one keep that under control?
For sure. I think of this great analogy that a person gave who was dealing with some mental health issues. And they said to their friends, it's kind of like I start the day with 10 spoons. And that is an analogy of how much energy I have today. Mm-hmm. And some activities are going to take all 8 of my spoons. And so I may have to reserve some energy back, or I might have to take a nap today in between this thing before that thing starts, so that I have a little bit more reserve, give myself a spoon back. Or I know that tomorrow or this weekend is going to be very big, very stressful, whatever. I need to sort of protect what I have right now so I have it for later.
Yeah.
So I think of like a kind of an energy exchange as a way to moderate how much I will be able to give in that moment and what activities are going to take more. That's one way to help kind of the anxiety or the overwhelming feeling. When we go into an activity just sort of bankrupt already, we have zero tolerance, patience, our vulnerabilities are higher. That's not a good place to start.
No.
You're sort of setting yourself up for those challenges.
Yeah.
If you can almost think like energy is kind of a commodity and it's finite. So
yeah,
what can I do to protect that?
I started to say these are minor mental health struggles I perceive that folks have. They're not minor. I mean, if you're in the middle of it, you know, it's a big deal. But there are deeper pains also that come out during the holiday. So let's talk about that a little bit. What are some of the things that elicit that dread almost of the holidays?
I think overwhelmingly, I see just because of broken relationships with people, loved ones, friends, that there's a sense of loss.
Yeah.
And that is so heavy sometimes. And maybe the loss is actually physical. I mean, maybe there's a death or maybe there's a separation, or maybe it's just that the expectation that this relationship would be fulfilling and wonderful and it's not is a loss.
Yeah.
And I find that most people try to handle that loss by sort of cutting it out of their life or pushing it aside or kind of drawing a line in the sand, like you're no longer going to hurt me or you're no longer going to be a part of my life. And I just sort of want and wish for reconciliation and repair if it's possible. But if it isn't, then to figure out ways to kind of take care of yourself to move on.
Yeah.
So I think loss is a big one, not being able to do the things you want to do, whether it's physically or financially. We all have to deal with a little bit of disappointment. Whenever I hear the word perfect, I just think, oh no, that's going to be a disappointment right there.
Right.
That's such an unrealistic standard and expectation. You're kind of setting yourself up for sadness. So what would be okay enough?
Right.
What would still be acceptable? Could you imagine yourself actually coping and being okay enough, even if things weren't fabulous, perfect?
Sure.
So maybe finding different language, too, for that situation to kind of help yourself through it. This is going to be hard and I can do hard things.
Yeah.
I can make it through this one day or this one moment.
What are some tools out there, some resources if you need more than that, if you need more than, I can't just change the language, I can't get over these feelings, what's the hope that's out there for folks to maybe get more settled in this?
Right. Like you said, if you find that the coping skills that you have are not enough, that could be a great indicator to get some more help, to find support outside of yourself. Sometimes it is helpful to hear a different voice, to get a different perspective on things. Possibly professional help would help. Be open to that if that's something that you're having the same thoughts, you're kind of experiencing the same symptoms. If it feels like it's hard to change or break out from that, like a rut, that might be a great indication that it might be time to get some extra support and help. I do find that probably people have way more skills and are more resilient, though, than they think they are. So sometimes just having a friend or a loved one remind them of those coping skills, those strategies that help them calm down or have peace, might not make everything all disappear and go away, but it might help you through that tough moment.
Yeah. To me, that's also an element there where it's worse when you're alone, right?
Yeah.
And so if you can, whether it may be a conversation, right? A phone conversation may be all you can do, but to have someone to listen and to share that time with you can be healing as well, I would think.
I think there's a lot of bravery in just saying, I'm kind of struggling today.
Yeah.
Can you just hear me out, or, you know, can you help me find a way through this?
Yeah.
I'm feeling alone. I'm feeling isolated. My thoughts just continue down the same cycle of thinking.
Right.
You know, help me find a new thought here.
Yep.
So, yeah, that first act of bravery to ask for help is pretty courageous.
It is. It is. I've had experience in the past, too, where it may be a neighbor who was lonely who just brought over cookies that started the conversation, right?
Yeah. How are
you? They got out of their house and just opened up. It was a very simple gift, but it just made a connection.
Yeah.
Right?
That's great.
Yeah. So we get through the holidays, we've got a new year coming.
Yeah, we do.
So there's a lot of hope built into a new year. So what are some things that we can do that will help us improve our mental health, improve our approach to the new year?
Mm. Wow, yes.
I know, that's five steps.
No. Let's see, it's always diet, exercise, rest. Those are like the pillars, right? Boy, do any of us need another to-do list to feel guilty about what we haven't been doing?
Mm-hmm.
Most of us don't want that.
No.
Or anyone telling us, like, you should be doing X, Y, Z. But yeah, New Year is a new opportunity. It is an opportunity to reflect.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity to dream and to make goals. Maybe you're a resolution person, and so you're in the gym for the first month of January.
Yeah, yeah.
I've kind of let that go, but I'm really trying to just maintain physical health through the whole year instead of like monumental workouts in the first month.
Right.
So I'm in it for the long game versus the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's an opportunity. And what could be the next steps for you? And with your own mental health, how do you want to feel? What's your preferred thought? What would feel like wellness to you?
Yeah.
And then most of us have enough kind of intuition that we kind of know what we need to do.
Right.
Maybe then it's just having a friend come alongside and walk with us through it. You know, accountability is really powerful.
It is. It is.
Yeah. So just letting someone else know, hey, you know, here's something what I've been thinking about. You know, I want a journal, or I want to just go for a walk each day. I really love manageable goals that are totally achievable.
Yeah.
So,
well, to me, it's like your spoon analogy,
right?
Yeah,
okay.
That friend can, when you're struggling with your accountability, she can be the spoon to help give you a little bit more.
Right. Friends can give you a spoon.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Some friends will take spoons away and some friends will give. But when you're vulnerable, let's say you haven't slept well, or you haven't been eating well, or, you know, something is kind of off with your health, you know, naturally you'll have a few less spoons.
Yeah.
And that just means you have to care for yourself even more.
Right.
So yeah, it's exciting to have a new year ahead of us as a way to make our mental health a priority, as well as all the other areas of wellness. You know, I think people want to know sometimes more coping skills.
Yeah.
You know, they want to feel like, just give me three easy steps, you know, or what's kind of the go-to. But really, I have found that most everyone has their own strategies for things that help them.
Yeah.
And maybe they just haven't connected with what that is.
Okay.
As a sort of strategic moment to pause and reflect on that. T teens often tell me, you know, music, it's music. If I don't have music, I have nothing. And I always want to challenge, and what happens when you don't have music? Mm-hmm. I mean, music is wonderful. I'm not knocking it. And it absolutely can boost our mood or put us in a more reflective, calm state. But what in addition? How can we kind of expand this so that I have multiple ways to help myself in multiple different environments?
Yeah.
You know, at school, it might be look different than when I'm at home.
Right.
At work, it's going to look different than, you know, when I'm at the grocery store. So what are some strategies that help us in those moments, coping skills, whether it's breathing or noticing something around us? Even just kind of, again, I kind of use the words checking in with ourselves, which I feel like is like, how is your body feeling? Like what's happening inside you internally? And all of these things are meant to sort of sharpen the awareness of being present.
Yeah.
Instead of pushing it away.
So the best way to identify what your personal coping mechanism might be, what are some tips?
I really just think it's noticing what your patterns are, what your habits are. You know, you have that one friend that encourages you that you call. If you have your music, you know, when you take your dog for a walk, you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
When you've drank enough water.
Yeah.
And again, these are like kind of basic things. And I don't mean to insult anyone's intelligence, but I just bring it to attention.
I don't think it's a matter of intelligence. You just assume it, right?
Yeah.
I think of my dad, and right now he loves being outside. Right?
For sure.
Right now, the challenge is it's cold.
The temperature.
He's not going to be outside. So trying to encourage him to, one, be active because you're inside all the time.
Move in different ways, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And two, to get in the light a bit more, you know, by a window or go outside for a very brief time just to feel the fresh air. And and so sometimes even family members, I think, can help identify this kind of settles you down a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And and hearing that encouragement, hopefully that gets him outside even for a minute.
Yeah.
Right? Or gets him by the window or,
yeah.
We have to find other ways to kind of boost that natural serotonin and all the good feelings, you know, petting an animal or, I don't know, I also endorse even just kind of like a butterfly hug, which is like across your chest and some gentle tapping as a way to kind of calm your brain and body and breathing. Couple that with a more positive or preferred thought is a very gentle and loving way to just recognize that you need a little help, you need a little support.
So we all need that from
self-compassion
time to
time. Too.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tiffany, we wish you a happy new year.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us today.
It was my pleasure.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.